Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 3, and now Pastor Brian Parrish.
Then he goes on to say, and though I give my body to be burned, and that's probably be the climax that he has of martyrdom, being burned at the stake. Even someone would do that and they don't have love, profits them nothing before God. But there's one of these religions that it's Buddhist or something, that the monks, they light themselves on fire in protest. Remember when they were doing that a few years back? God says that profits you nothing. You know, these kamikazes that, you know, go and dive bomb it for the country, that profits them nothing. All these great acts of heroism. I mean, that's some zeal. They're willing to die for what they believe in. But he says if it's not out of the love of God, it profits them nothing before God. It's not heroic. It's actually, it's a shame. It profits them nothing before God because it's not generated out of the love of God. Now, see the word, it says to be burned. In some of the translations, it says, so I may boast rather than to be burned. That's an alternative reading. Usually in the notes in your Bible, you know, it has like a number one and it says, you know, look over to the side. Well, here it's so that I may boast, that I give my body so that I may boast. And some prefer that translation because no one was burned, no Christian was burned at the stake when, by the time Paul wrote this letter. And so this alternative reading may relate to the fact if you give your body for the ministry as Paul did. Remember, he was beaten, he was stoned, he was shipwrecked. He could say, I could go through all those things, all those religious activities for ministry, if I don't have love, it profits me nothing before God. Whether it's the supreme act of martyrdom or it's just your entire life of being involved in ministry, if it's not rooted in love, it's worthless before God. There's no boasting in that. So he says, but have not love, I am nothing. So if there is not love, it's the church is just plain church. I think Paul's hammering this point because this was a church that had tongues. But in chapter 14, he says, your tongues is getting in the way of the unbelievers hearing the gospel. You're being selfish and you're exercising this gift and the non-Christians are coming and see you guys are a bunch of weirdos. And then they won't listen to the word of God. And that's true today. Also, they prided themselves in having all this wisdom and knowledge in the first three chapters. But you know what their wisdom led to? Their wisdom and knowledge led to people suing one another and having rivalries and contentions and strife, as well as saying, well, I'm free in Christ, and then it was offending their weaker brothers and sisters in Christ. And so Paul, I believe, is a strong rebuke here to this church, saying, you say you have all these things, but what you really need is love. And maybe, you know, we need to really examine that and make sure that's the heartbeat of our church, the heartbeat of our life. In everything that we do, it's flowing and being motivated from the love of God. That we're not just doing religious activities, but it's the love of God that's been poured out in our heart being manifest in ministry, in the gifts. And our desire is supremely to glorify God and to serve others and to be a blessing to others. Because churches could get busy, but God's not looking down and saying, oh, that's a busy church, great. He said that church at Ephesus, hey, you know, I see your works, your labor. You know, you're working to the point of exhaustion, but you've left your first love. Left the love of Jesus Christ. And so we're not seeking to be busy here. We're seeking to have the love of God as the foundation, and everything springs out of that through the power and might of His Spirit. And then our worship isn't worthless. And then the gifts aren't unproductive. And that our efforts in Jesus Christ are not worthless before God, but they'll bring glory to Him and be pleasing to His heart. And so two things I want to close with here. If you consider yourself to be a Christian today, you say, well, I've been baptized, I go to church. I don't care if you've been going to church all your life. I mean, the common thing is, I mean, when you walk into a garage, it doesn't mean you're a car, does it? Just because you're in the garage. Like the other one say, when you go into McDonald's, it doesn't mean you're a Big Mac, right? Just because you're in McDonald's. Now, why is it you think you go into the church building that I'm a Christian? It's nonsense. You know, you want to know, 1 John says, I'm writing these things so you would know that you have eternal life. And he does say that you would believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's one criteria. Then the other criteria that's really strong in that book is, do you love your brother or is there hate? He says, if you want to be assured before God, check out, do you have love or hate in your heart for your brother? And you'll be assured before God one way or another. So it doesn't matter what if you experience charismatic gifts of the Spirit, if love is not in your heart, you need to get right with God and receive Jesus Christ, because He will pour out the love of God in your heart through the Spirit. And so don't be deluded in thinking you're safe in that day of judgment because you're somewhat religious and you've seen these religious activities. Paul says it profits you nothing if love's not there. Now, for the Christians, we need to make sure that the things we're doing in our ministries, in our service to Jesus Christ, is motivated out of love. When we're evangelizing, that we are willing to sacrifice for them, for their good. And you know how you could tell if you're doing evangelism out of love or out of duty? What happens when they reject your message? You say, "I'll just burn in hell then." Is that love? See, we're offended because we've been rejected. That's where you can tell where your heart is. But when they reject the gospel, when your heart says, "How could I win this person to Christ? You know, look at their life. How could I bless them?" I mean, it could be a simple thing as taking in your neighbor's trash cans. I mean, everyone hates doing that job. That's why you have kids, so that they could do that. Just take them in. Put them away for them. Do something nice for them. Be able to win them to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Sacrifice. Do good for them, even though they may not even like it. They may not appreciate it. They may not be thankful. They always have something rude to say. You just continue to love them. You try. That's the love motivating you to reach out to those people. Those people at work. I mean, isn't there something special you could do for someone at work that's not a Christian you've been trying to witness to? Maybe some tool they need or something they need to do their job more effectively. Say, "You know, I see you don't have really good light here. I thought this may help you." They'll think you're a little weird at first, but, you know, that penetrates the heart. Maybe you shared with them. They say, "I don't want any of that," and just start loving them. In our ministry here at church, make sure the people we're serving, it's out of love because we love them and we're willing to sacrifice. You know, when love is there, you usually don't use the word sacrifice, do you? Other people say, "Oh, you made such a great sacrifice." And you're like, "I'd do it over again. I'd do it every time I had that opportunity because I love that individual and I want to bless them." You don't say, "Oh, this great sacrifice I made." You're willing to do it. And so we need to make sure that's the root of our heart, of what we're serving. And if that's not there, we have religious activity, but it's not being generated by the Spirit of God. Let's make sure. Because here's a church that was very active, very quote-unquote spiritual, and Paul's getting to the real heart, say, let's get the real test. You have these other things, and you claim to have these other things, but the real test is